Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Siss, and welcome to Seller Notes. Well, we got a big day coming up.
We sure do.
Going to be the 250th anniversary.
Golly.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about 250-year-old wine.
Oh, we got plenty to talk about.
Okay.
Other than that.
All right. Let's see what you got.
Well, Hugh, you know, we are going to be pulling the corks on a lot of bottles. But to have a good bottle of wine, you don't have to spend a lot of money. And I'm happy to bring you three really nice ideas for great buys for summer wines. The first one just knocked my socks off. It's Joel Gotts, and it's called 815 for some reason. Cabernet Sauvignon, California Appellation, 2022. A super value at only $15.
Wow.
I mean, you rarely find a wine that punches above the weight as much as this one does. And it's just amazing. A $15 California cab should not taste this good, but it does. Now, it's got a super dark color, a rich, classy nose that features equal amounts of cedar and sweet black cherries, along with a kind of a floral touch of violets. That's all first class, folks. I mean, that is something. On the palate, the wine is concentrated and almost dense. It also is very fruity and totally ready to drink. The flavors feature kind of tart blueberries like you'd find in a jam, you know. And then there are also notes of bittersweet chocolate and sweet black coffee. There's a lot going on. The wine would be cheap at twice the price, but it would be great with anything you throw on the grill.
So okay.
That's the Joel Gott 815 cab, so super value at $15.
That's probably the area code.
It might be. It very well might be. I thought it's when they got up and... lot of us are going to want some sort of...
Move on, Alan.
Land the plane. A lot of us are going to want to have some sort of a Chardonnay. And we have to be reminded, maybe, that white Burgundy is Chardonnay. But white Burgundy is usually expensive, except for this one. This is Fichet's Mâcon Igey. That's the region.
Mm-hmm.
La Quarpillon. It's 2024, only $17 for this one. And if you like dry Chardonnay with next to no oak, this is your bet. The Burgundian winemaker Fichet also works in the south in the Mâcon region where Chardonnay takes the top drawer. And it's got a somewhat different profile, though. This one was fermented mostly in stainless steel and a little bit of old oak. And the effect is wonderful. You have nice dry fruit but with depth to it, good minerality, and it just tastes great. $17 for a good quality white Burgundy is something.
That's a great deal.
Now, my wine of the week really surprised me, Hugh, and this is kind of interesting. It's called Mantel Blanco Sauvignon Blanc from Rueda in Spain.
Okay.
Wow, Sauvignon Blanc from Spain. It's a relative newcomer there. Now, this particular Sauvignon Blanc is quite good. It starts with the fresh aroma of honeysuckle, lemon, and chrysanthemums, which are all classic. And the wine has a surprisingly round texture. The flavors start with honeydew melon and tart lemon mixed about 50-50. And beneath that is a slightly sweet citrus layer with a touch of minerality in the finish. Now, this strikes me as a very useful white wine. And the flavors and the texture really knocked me out, Hugh. Good Sauvignon Blanc. Mantel Blanco, $18. That's my wine of the week. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Siss. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Lisa Morgan for 88.1 WYPR.